meats and other Louisiana food, entertainment, and family fun. All at the St. Amity Craft Festival, September 10th and 11th, Heritage Park, Slidell. Gates open at 11, 12 and under, get in free. More info at stamitycraftfestival.com.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6000.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to the Thursday night edition of the Something to Say radio show, and back from vacation edition of the Something to Say radio show. Rude, you enjoy your time off, man?
Yeah, buddy. I'm just glad you were able to get some time off and hang and bang, man. You know, enjoy your birthday and all that good stuff. I've just been doing the norm, man.
Yeah, man, it was nice to get away, and you know, my dad came into town, and so spent a lot of time with him and took him around, showed him the sights, and ate a lot of good food, hit all the proper hot spots that you and I've been to, and it was good. Made some ribeyes over the weekend, and smoked a pork butt too, so drank some bourbon. It wasn't too bad.
Nice.
Watch some baseball, and of course, you know, the big thing over the weekend was the big concert, the tribute to Taylor Hawkins that happened at Wembley Stadium. Did you get to see any of it?
No, and I've actually been meaning to talk to you about it to ask how it was. I mean, the only thing I seen obviously was his son doing My Hero. I seen that on video, and the only other thing I really heard about it is I was going to see if you heard about the rumors about maybe Travis Barker joining the Foos. I heard that. I don't know how much traction that has, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, he played with them Saturday, and you know, it was very long. It was like 6+ hours, started at 10:30 in the morning Central Time. And, yeah, it didn't get over with till almost, shoot, it was probably, I think it was going on maybe 5 o'clock. And it was on Paramount Plus in its entirety. And then they took it. They didn't put it, you know, put it back up in its entirety. I think they cut some of it down because they had Liam Gallagher kicked off the show, which was cool because I like Oasis and Liam Gallagher. And so he performed with the Foos as his backing band. They did a couple of, he did a couple of Oasis songs. And man, I mean, just the list of people that performed. And then during the Foo Fighters set, Paul McCartney came out and they did a couple Beatles songs. And you know, it was an ever changing lineup. You know, maybe a couple of the Foo Fighters would perform with different, you know, different bands. And certainly a long day for all of them. But then the I don't know, the final hour of it is just the Foo Fighters with rotating drummers, and one of them being Travis. And I mean, he sounded great. He certainly beats the hell out of the drums, you know. It was John Freese, who he was in the Vandals and a couple of other bands. He played with them. Travis played with them. Rufus Taylor, who's Roger Taylor's son from Queen, and he's been drum tech for the Foo Fighters for a while, who I would think that's probably the natural person to replace Taylor. You know, even, you know, even plays very similar to Taylor. You know, it was awesome to see him play again. It was certainly emotional because you know, Dave, he broke up a couple times. You know, he got he got emotional. I think one part was Times Like These, and started crying. And the definitely when Shane Hawkins, Taylor's son, played with him, you know, you could tell like he was like a proud uncle watching him, you know. And that was one of the few times you really saw Dave smile. It wasn't like what you normally see out of Foo Fighters, you know, him being a goofball and running all over the place. And I mean, my God, the guy played drums I don't know how many times throughout that 6 hours. So probably, you know, you're probably a little worn out after 6 hours of performing. But, you know, there wasn't the one thing I noticed, too, is they always, and you've seen them enough to know, they always, before they play Everlong, which is usually the song they wrap things up with, they always makes that comment that we're not going to say goodbye, because if you keep coming back, we'll keep coming back. That wasn't said. So I don't know, you know. They got one more of these concerts on the 27th, and you know, the guys from Def Leppard will be involved, and a lot of the same people. Josh Homme, Joan Jett will be involved in that one. Chad Smith from the Chili Peppers. But I don't know, you know, Travis, the only reason why I don't think that would work would be because, I mean, he's got Blink stuff, and you know, with Mark Hoppus kept recovering from cancer, and apparently has beat cancer, which is nice and good for him. Also rumors of Tom DeLonge rejoining Blink-182, so that'll mean them getting back out and doing their thing. So, you know, the Foo Fighters, I mean, they've always, Taylor always had his side projects and stuff like that, but you know, when it came, you know, the Foo Fighters were first and foremost, and you know, they'll go out on tour for 6-7 months at a time. So
right,
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that also. And plus, I don't think Dave would want the freaking Kardashians following around the band, you know, because that would get on my nerves too. Yeah, of course, you know, I'm sure the whole family was, maybe even Kanye, you know. But yeah, I don't know. I like Blink 182, but you know, certain people kind of ruin certain things for people. But we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I don't know. I'll definitely watch, you know, the next, if it's 6 hours long, which I'm assuming it would be. And now it's like one of those things. Like, man, I really wish we could get tickets to LA to see it, you know, especially if it is the last time you see them. But who knows, you know, maybe this is going to be therapeutic for them. And you know, we've talked about it on the show. We've talked about it privately that I don't think Taylor would want them to give it up.
Right.
You know, so But I mean, even playing with his son, like his son can bring it too for 16 years old, man. He killed it. He even had a little drum solo at the end too, like his dad. And it was cool. And then the little British girl, Nandi Bushnell, she's amazing. That girl, that girl's going to be a superstar. Well, she's already kind of getting to be a superstar, but she's got a very promising future ahead of her.
So, yeah, it was, I seen some of that too also. And, you know, but I want to see the whole thing, but, I'm glad it rocked from what I've seen and from what I've heard.
Yeah. And I went to Magazine Street, on my birthday and had lunch with my dad. We went to Dat Dog, and you know, there were people, I wore my Foo Fighters shirt that day, and there were numerous people that brought up the concert and everything. And, it was, really cool. I'm glad to see that, there was a lot of people that watched it and enjoyed it. So yeah, I would highly recommend finding it on demand, because it's a good one. So, all right, well, we need to take a break. We got a lot to talk about. We got to talk about LSU Sunday night. And we got Saints news, because it's game week. So we'll talk about injury report and some of the betting lines for that. And we got NFL to talk about. We got a little Florida man. We got a ton of stuff to get to. We've been gone. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Ephelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Ephelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Ephelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876. Or find us on the web at effelinas.com.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
So 990 AM streaming live on WGSO.com. And it might be Thursday, but we haven't got a chance to talk about the Florida State LSU game. And I'll tell you what, I saw a ton of people in town with Florida State gear on, and they left town, I'm assuming, very happy, because for those of you that aren't paying attention, which I don't know how many people here in New Orleans aren't paying attention, but LSU got beat 24-23. With no time left on the clock, the extra point was blocked by FSU and sealed the deal for the win. And Brian Kelly is catching a lot of hell for that and for playing conservative.
Which he should. Which he should. I don't know, man. Brian Kelly, I sent you a text. I think he's in the maybe last 3 years down there, and they'll have another coach. For one, I think the guy's a fake. I seen that when he done his little dance and video that makes me want to vomit every time I see it, when he was with the recruit or the player. I forget who it was.
Yeah. Well, he ended up going somewhere else.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. But that video, just, I'm just like, are you serious right now? And then, I don't know. I didn't much care for him when he was with Notre Dame. So there you go. But, yeah, he's catching a lot of hell. And then he had that press conference about, having some shindig at his house at the end of the year. And the reporter stung him pretty hard, man. I got a kick out of that.
Yeah, and it really, I didn't get to watch much of the game because having company and stuff over, but what I did see, it seemed like it was a pretty damn sloppy game overall, and I was certainly glad when you and I were talking off the air, I'm glad that FanDuel lets you check out of bets early, and I got to cash out and not lose out on any cash, even though if they would have won, it'd been, you know, a decent amount of, well, it was a decent amount of money either way, but it would have been a lot more had I stuck with it, because I had everything in my 13 leg parlay except for that. So I cashed out early, made a nice bit of change, and thank goodness I did. I had the foresight, but you know, this is, it's something that truthfully, the reason why I, well, and I'm not, it's not specific to LSU, FSU, but part of the thing that it's hard for me to get into college football is because of the ranking system, and these first couple games of the season, excuse me, are usually one-sided victories, you know?
Yeah.
But the problem is if one of these good teams get knocked off by one of these you know, small schools, that's it, man. Your season is pretty much done.
It is a weird system, but I do like college football. I need to start watching more of it. I used to tune in quite often, but I don't know. It's just something about going to the games, you know, being up here. I haven't been to a college football game in probably a decade, but, you know, I went to a couple of Illini games up in Champaign, And those were really fun, man. The atmosphere and everything. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. It's really good. Yeah. Cool deal. But yeah, I do get what you're saying. There's a lot of stuff broke, man. And in all sports, sure, except hockey, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much, man.
NHL's got it right. And everybody else is either not fixing stuff or making it worse. Like, I don't know, I'm going to, you know, change stories, but you know, with the MLB and these entrances, I don't like that. I think that's ignorant. So,
yeah, yeah, it's getting to be a little over the top. It's, well, and I think, you know, like we were talking specifically about the Cardinals and their entrance for Helsley. I think it's because everybody's made such a big deal in the last couple of weeks about Edwin Diaz's entrance with, you know, I can't remember the song on the top of my head, but, it's the coolest, you know, closer entrance since Mariano Rivera. I'm like, okay, well, it is what it is. But I think, you know, now it's like, well, now everybody's got to do it. Mm-hmm. And not every closer deserves it, truthfully.
Right. You know, I can see Mariano Rivera have no problem with that, or Trevor Hoffman.
Yeah.
You know, back in, I don't want to say the day because it wasn't too long ago, but, you know, those guys were cool, and still they didn't shut the lights off and make the whole stadium look red and all this. I mean, that's too much, man. It's, what do they get? They're going to start doing this for batters next. Every other batter, the lights are going to go down. And I don't know. It's stupid, man. Quit jacking with stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we can, we'll see what happens this week with LSU. If they fall to Southern, it's going to be a real long season. So they've got Southern this week and then Mississippi State next week. And New Mexico. So they don't play anybody ranked until October 8th. They play Tennessee, who are currently ranked 24th. And then the week after, they'll play Florida. So got to get it together. They got to clean a lot of stuff up. It, like I said, just a sloppy game. And you can't play that conservative. You know, I think they should have went for two. Put an end to it, because the guy, they got two field goals blocked in that game. Give me a break.
Yeah. How, and it's LSU. It's LSU. You got the resources, you know, you got some good players on that team, man. Come up with a game plan and execute it. That's it.
All right, well, let's take a break. We'll get some news. We'll come back. We'll talk Saints and talk a little baseball and a little Florida man and who knows what else. So don't anybody go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Ephelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Ephelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Ephelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876. Or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Coolcarafe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at coolcarafe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. A former caseworker at the Louisiana Department of Children and Family Services calls the environment within the state agency toxic. Stacy McPherson left her job as a Rapides foster care worker in July. She says supervisors failed to address repeated complaints and concerns.
We can't go in an office and talk about the fun things we did with our foster child or how much we care about this child because we risk that whole case being pulled away from us.
DCFS told state lawmakers more money and more employees will help, but offered no real plan of action to improve child safety. After a St. Martinville woman was killed when a cigarette ignited her oxygen tank, the state fire marshal's office is reminding residents not to have an open flame near oxygen tanks. Spokesperson Ashley Rodriguez says tanks should be kept at least 5 feet away from anything flammable and not just cigarettes.
And so medical oxygen, it can cause materials to ignite more easily and make fires burn faster because oxygen is considered a fuel.
LRN.
You can depend on a Mueller metal roof.
We were fortunate enough to be able to build a house on family land, and we've really enjoyed being out here.
We couldn't ask for a better place to raise our boys.
Our home builder, I don't believe, had ever had an experience with working with Mueller and had nothing but great things to say about the company, about the process.
Everybody was professional.
If anybody mentions the word metal, we say we know a guy and give them the phone number to Mueller.
Find out more at MuellerInc.com.
I'm up brewing coffee before the sun comes up. I do it because I'm passionate about being a bright spot in my customer's day. I'm made for this.
It's about more than just fixing a car for me. I'm passionate about making sure my customers and their families are safe on the road. I'm made for this.
We know what it's like to be passionate about what you do. It's how we feel about workers' comp. For over 30 years, we've been protecting businesses and their employees. We're Luba Workers' Comp, and we're made for this. Discover the Luba difference at lubawc.com. That's lubawc.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season, only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Thanks for sticking around for the Something to Say radio show. And, you know, I don't know if anybody's paying attention or not, but football starts this weekend. Actually starts tonight with the Bills and the Rams, and I hope the Bills take care of business tonight, for sure, for sure.
Go Bills.
Absolutely. And But we need to talk a little bit about the Saints because they've got the Dirty Birds this weekend. And so the first injury report of the week came out last night. And there are only a few surprises on there. Michael Thomas was on it. He was limited in practice. But from everything that I'm reading, it seems like he's going to be ready to go. And he's very motivated this year because he was interviewed, I think it was yesterday or day before, and said, what is his expectations of himself this year? And he said his expectations are to have a better year than he did in 2019 when he was the offensive player of the year. So I hope that's the case. Mm-hmm. I really do. The one that was a little surprising to me that was on the list was, well, I can just go through the list real quick. Traquan Smith was on. He didn't participate yesterday. Dwayne Washington didn't participate with the hamstring. Paulson Adebo, he didn't participate with an ankle. Landon Young was out with a hip. Tanner Owen was out sick. Michael Thomas was limited. Eric McCoy limited. Pete Werner limited. And JT Gray were limited. But the one that surprised me was Paulson Adebo, or Adebo, I'm sorry. Because that's a big deal with as good of a training camp and a preseason that he had. I hope that he's able to play on Saturday because nothing has been said yet, but with Marcus May getting in trouble last week by allegedly pointing a gun at some teenagers in a road rage incident. I don't, who knows what that is, but he has came out and said that that's not what happened, and we'll just have to let him, we'll have to take his word for it at this point. But I don't think there's a whole lot of surprises other than Adebo and Pete Werner. You know, it'd be really nice if he's able to play. And of course, we can't take any more hits on the offensive line. So it's really important that Eric McCoy is ready to go because as of right now, Atlanta has on their injury report, they had tight end Parker Hesse with he missed practice yesterday with a non-injury related situation, so I'm sure he'll be fine. Darren Hall, who's cornerback, he was limited with a quadricep injury, and their rookie wide receiver, who they've got pretty much all of their eggs in the basket of Drake London, he was limited with a knee injury. So not a whole lot from Atlanta, but I don't know, man. I don't think the Saints should have too much of a problem this weekend. I say that, but it's just like Cards Cubs, The rivalry between the two. It doesn't really matter how good the other one is or the records. They're both wanting to embarrass the other one.
Yeah, I hear you. I think the Steelers have a little more, they need to pack a little more lunch in their lunchbox than the Saints do this weekend because they're playing the Bengals, and I think the Bengals are going to be a pretty darn good team this year. And I like the Bengals, even though they're in my team's division. I mean, I like Joe Burrow and wish him the best, but I hope the Steelers can start the season off with a bang.
Well, it's one of those things too, man. I was looking at that whenever I was looking at betting lines and kind of formulating in my mind what I was going to put together for this weekend as far as a parlay. I don't know if I'll include that game in my parlay, to be honest with you, because it is, it number one, it's week one, so anything can happen.
Yeah.
And, with Pittsburgh's defense, it's tough. It's kind of a tough call, and you don't really know. I mean, on paper, the Bengals probably should be able to win, but that really doesn't necessarily mean that they will.
Right.
They could have that hangover from the Super Bowl. There's a lot of moving parts to that. And one of those big issues is that guy that's on the end of the defensive line for the Pittsburgh Steelers, TJ Watt.
Yeah.
I mean, that dude wreaks havoc. So I don't know. That's a tough one. I certainly wouldn't take any spread or anything like that. I don't know. I don't think I could take an over under on it. I don't think I could do any of it.
Yeah, it's close, up and down, man.
Yeah,
It'll be a good one to watch. I'm gonna check it out for sure.
Yeah. What's that? Is that a noon game also?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, as of the last odds or the spread that I saw for the Saints and Falcons, they have the Saints by 5.5, which I would think they should be able to cover that. Money line is -235 for the Saints and +192 for Atlanta, and over under 42.5. I think I would probably take the over in that one too.
Yeah.
I just, because you got to think, I mean, I look for the Saints to probably score around 27 in that game. And, you know, if you can get them 27-14 or 28-14, you're right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right, man. But what do I know?
Yeah, it's so tough, especially week one. And, you know, and the success I had last weekend with college football, and it certainly isn't because I know a lot about college football, but, you know, there's so many mismatches that you can play off of. You can put together a decent win. So, and we can talk more about betting lines on different games tomorrow night, but, I think everybody's eager to see football start back up again. And it, you know, nice having college football, but, you know, like I said, I'm more of an NFL fan. So, even tonight, you know, I like the Bills. So, I like whatever team's playing the Rams, to be honest. So, you know, that'll be nice to see them. And truthfully, I look for them to get it handed to them tonight. So
I hope you're right, man. There's a lot of other people thinking other things, but yeah, I hope Josh Allen can just light the fire and keep it going all four quarters, man. I think that'd be sweet.
I do too. And I look for him to have a big year this year. And there's also some news today that Sean McVay and Les Snead have been extended through the 26th season for the Rammies. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't look for them to have the year that they had last year. And to be honest with you, I don't think, even though they won the Super Bowl, I don't believe they were the best team in football by any stretch of the imagination last year.
No, I don't think they were. They were in the top five, but I don't think they were number one.
No, I don't think so either. So, yeah, there's that. And, let's see. Then the Saints also released their depth chart for week one, and, not a lot of surprises there. Michael Thomas, Landry, Traquan Smith being ranked above Chris Olave was a little bit, surprising for me. And truthfully, I look for, you know, Adam Trautman had a decent preseason, but I look for Taysom Hill to be in that role a lot more than he is. And I actually picked him up in the public league, my fantasy public league, to see how they actually use him, you know, because him playing that wild card role and running the ball and throwing the ball or catching the ball, I don't know. I look for him to have more opportunities on the goal line than maybe he's had in years past too. So,
yeah. It's going to be interesting, man. He's, like you said, when you seen him at training camp, he's quick.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, you know, to put it in perspective how fast he is, I think that Lamar Jackson runs like a 4.1, maybe 40.
Mm-hmm.
Taysom Hill's like a 4.3 or a 4.2. He's not far behind him. So,
yeah.
I mean, he can get, he can move for sure, you know. And
plus, you know, when he lowers that shoulder, man, I've seen him many a times. He could put a licking on somebody too, man. I mean, he's my kind of football player. He could do it all, man. He's kind of like a five-tool baseball player, you know.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right. Well, we'll share some more NFL and Saints news tomorrow, and we need to take a break, and so we'll come back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
I don't want to be the bad.
All right, thanks for sticking around for the Something to Say radio show. And I wanted to talk to you because you and I have been busy with vacation and everything. We haven't really got to talk a whole lot. But, man, what did you think about as far as the Mets were? They, well, as of yesterday, I didn't see what happened last night, but they were tied with the Braves in the NL East.
Yeah. Crazy, man. I don't know what to think of them. Cause I know, Scherzer, he just went back on the disabled list.
Mm-hmm.
So, but old Jacob DeGrom, he's a stud, man. It's
he
like,
is.
how the heck are you that good? I mean, being able to, with his injuries and stuff, he just comes right back and he's just, you know, right back on the saddle again. You know, it's it's crazy how that dude's got some talent.
Oh, for sure. And I think he's going to get a ton in free agency this year. And I mean, that we talked about it a little bit a few weeks ago, man, with Edwin Diaz and him both becoming free agents after the year's over with. I know the Mets have money, but I don't think they're going to be able to keep them both. Truthfully, I think somebody's going to throw enough money at one or both of them, or they're going to say, "Nah, we'll go over here."
Yeah, or they could all just move in with the polar bear and just share a bed together.
No kidding.
I don't know. I don't like Pete Alonso. Sorry.
I don't.
Sorry.
Either.
Sorry, Polar Bear.
Yeah. Nope. Don't like him. And it's, you know, now's getting the time of baseball season. We're out of August. And now it's, you know, it's all pennant race and magic numbers and things like that. It's the exciting time for baseball. And of course you got Albert chasing down 700 home runs and Aaron Judge, who also maybe made the smartest move that anybody's ever made in baseball by not taking over $200 million and saying, we'll see it. We'll talk after the season's over with. And now he's on pace to break Roger Maris's American League home run record. And I think he hit 55 last night, didn't he?
Yeah, he hit another one, man. He's something else. I like the Yankees, but I would like to see him come to the National League and play in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know. I like the Giants also, and who wouldn't want to have that stadium as their home field?
Oh yeah,
I mean,
that's a cool stadium.
Yeah, but yeah, he's just killing the baseball, man. He's literally carrying the Yankees on his back right now.
Oh, for sure, with all their injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's an exciting time, and you know, I'm watching a lot more teams than I normally do, so. I recommend going out and tuning into some baseball right now. It's a lot of fun to watch. Real quick before we do a little bit of Florida Man before we get out of here, I saw this yesterday and I thought it was a really cool idea. There is a pizza shop that is now working with the SPCA, and I'm trying to see where it is. It's in Niagara Falls, New York. But they're working with the SPCA, and they're putting different dogs that are in different shelter animals. They're putting them on the boxes of the pizzas to help them get adopted. And I thought that was really awesome.
Yeah, man, that's a great idea. I love donating and doing anything I can for those rescues or shelters.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good one up here. In St. Louis, it's a stray rescue.
Yeah.
And they do a ton of great things, and I donate with them. And I know down there you guys got quite a few also that are really, really generous and awesome. So
yeah, one of them are friends of the show, the Big Easy Animal Rescue. We've been promoting them for probably 3 or 4 years now. And so locally, if you're looking for to add to your family, make sure you check out the Big Easy Animal Rescue here. And they do a lot of great things, and always nice to help get those animals a loving home, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah. I just thought that was a cool idea, and I'm like, wow, I wish other places would think of ways to do that. So there we go. Whenever I open a pizza place, I'll start putting puppy dogs and kitties on the box.
Yep. And then on the inside of the box, it's just going to be a picture of me and you doing random stuff.
Exactly. Absolutely. All right. Well, we got a couple minutes, so let's do a couple Florida Man stories. All right, let's see here. The first one I have comes from DeLand, Florida, in the headline, and this is from News Channel 8, WFLA.com. Florida man tries hiding half a pound of meth under a cop car, deputies say. Oops.
Yeah.
Never think to look for it there.
Yeah. Found it.
A Florida man was arrested Thursday after he tried to stash some meth under a deputy's patrol vehicle during a traffic stop. Body cam video showed a responding deputy tell Lee Sandberg, 49 years old, that she needed to get her written warning from another deputy who was patting down her boyfriend, 49-year-old John Schneider. I hope not the John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard. While he was being patted down, Schneider was spotted dropping a bag under the deputy's patrol vehicle, prompting the deputies to handcuff him immediately. He just dropped a bag that looked like dope, one of the deputies said. And then the girlfriend's response was, "Oh man."
Yep.
Just yep. like Sweet Tooth.
That's right.
Deputy said Schneider dropped a half a pound of meth that he bought outside of Lugia County. The man was suspected of was taken to a home in Orange City, where he would sell it, according to the sheriff's office. Sandberg was also handcuffed while saying that the meth wasn't hers. Meanwhile, Schneider acted like the meth wasn't his. I mean, whatever, you might as well try to lie, the deputy said, laughing. You ain't got nothing to lose at that point. They also said they found another gram in Schneider's right sock. He was charged with trafficking, tampering with evidence, and resisting without violence. And Sandberg was charged with conspiracy to traffic in methamphetamine. All right. And let's see here. Let's see. Okay. This guy, this also comes from WFLA.com. And the headline is, Florida man pulls 3-foot sword on deputies during a traffic stop. This guy actually looked like somebody we went to high school with. I'll have to send you this article. And this comes out of Tampa. A Fort Myers man was arrested after he pulled a 3-foot-long sword on Lee County deputies during a traffic stop, according to reports. NBC affiliate WBBH reported that 34-year-old Randy Osterman of North Fort Myers was stopped by deputies as his parked Nissan Altima partially blocked a bicycle lane. As the deputies approached, they found Osterman reclined in the driver's seat. When they asked him to step out of the vehicle, he reached towards the center console and pulled out a 3-foot steel sword, the news outlet reported. Deputies immediately backed off as Osterman attached a metal dragon-shaped handle to the base of the blade.
Wow.
The deputies tried to use their tasers, but were unsuccessful in stopping him, who began to stick the sword out of the window at the deputies. He was eventually incapacitated as he tried to flee through the vehicle's passenger side door. And following his arrest, deputies found meth, marijuana, and a glass pipe in his car. Wow. Osterman was charged with resisting an officer, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana possession, drug equipment possession, and a false ID given to law enforcement officers.
And later,
how about that?
Later that night, they found out that he was watching Voltron all morning long.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
That's awesome. I can't wait to send you this picture of this guy. Oh, man. All right. Well, Rude, we got to get out of here, man. So we'll wrap it up and we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, we'll just play for you.
For more Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710 1132.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.